Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now. Sports Talk on Demand. Head to rodpeterson.com to access all of the content you may have missed or want to hear again. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
At its annual awards event in Las Vegas tonight, Edmonton star Connor McDavid is up against Pittsburgh's Sidney Crosby, and Tampa Bay's Nikita Kucherov is league MVP. Calgary's Mark Giordano is a finalist for the Norris Trophy as the league's best defenseman, while Vancouver forward Elias Pettersson, I guess they say it Elias out there, is up for the Calder as top rookie. And Aaron Sanchez gets the ball as the Toronto Blue Jays continue their home series with the LA Angels. LA earned a 3-1 win last night and is 5-0 this season versus Toronto. Left-hander Andrew Heaney goes to the mound for Los Angeles. Travis Lule last hour and CTV TSN's Claire Hanna. We're going right back to Vancouver. We're calling today the BC Lions Show. The GOAT is with us, the greatest of all time. G-Roy Simon on the video chat. How you doing? And G-Roy, 81.
I'm good. How's it going?
Good. Where do we have you from? Are you at the very same Surrey facility as Travis, or where are you joining us from?
I am. Yeah, I'm at the facility, just in a different office.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. I why are the BC Lions being so nice to us on this show, G-Roy, in our first 3 weeks? I really appreciate you guys doing this for us.
Well, you know, obviously you're a friend and you know, I love Saskatchewan. I love my time there. So it's always a joy and it's an honor for me to be on with you.
Well, I'm hoping that this gains some notoriety across the country for CFL fans. And I'm going to jump right into it with your team. I think you're going to win in Edmonton this week because I think you're better than you showed against the Bombers, and the Eskimos might not be as good as they showed against Montreal, but what's your take on this week's matchup, Lions at Eskimos?
Well, I think Edmonton, they have a good team. They have some really good players. They retooled their roster with all the free agents that they got, and you know, they have a really good offensive and defensive line. I think if we control the line of scrimmage, I think we can definitely go in there and win the game. That's always been our focus, and then, you know, with the addition of Mike Riley and some of the other key free agents we made, I think we have the firepower to do it. I think we just got to tighten up a few things. You know, last week was kind of a glimpse. We had a couple glimpses of some of the things we can do offensively. We just got to shore up a few things defensively and run the ball a little more. And I think we'll have a better outcome.
Darren Dupont, you jump in anytime, but I'm interested. I don't know why I'm so fascinated with the Lions this year. Maybe it's because my friends are out there, yourself. I love Deron. And if you spend any time around him, G-Roy, you probably do already too. But I'm wondering the pressure with Ed Hervey, what he's facing, and Devon Claybrooks, because there's you, there's Travis Lule, there's Wally. You're all looking over these guys' shoulders. How much pressure is it on this young management brain trust with the Lions?
Well, I think there's, guys are young in their respective positions, but in CFL, you know, years wise, we're very veteran. We have Rich Stuber, who's been around forever, Nick Lewis, Devon Claybrooks, Ed Hervey, myself. The list goes on and on. And, some of our guys in our positions are young, but we've been around the league 10, 15, even, 20, 30 years. So I think in CFL years, we have a lot of experience, and I think we've had a lot of success. Now we just got to bring it all together and start you know, turning that experience into wins.
Go ahead, Derek.
Yeah, G-Roy, I'm with the fans in the Facebook feed. They want to talk about your time in Saskatchewan. I kind of do, too. You know, now that you're in BC and back on the coast and enjoying it, but what do you remember about your time here in Regina, and what was your favorite part?
Well, my favorite part was hoisting the Grey Cup.
Sure.
You know, that was the ultimate goal coming out there. But from day one, I was welcomed with open arms, and I knew what I was getting into when I'd been traded there. And you know, I was anticipating it and really wanting to get out there as soon as possible, as soon as the trade happened. I just remember, you know, people being very pleasant with me. You know, obviously telling me the stories of how they hated me, and now they changed their tune on me. And you know, I just it was probably two of the best years of my football career, as far as you know, obviously winning in 13, and then you know starting the second part of my football career on the scouting and business ops side.
How much you've always carried yourself as a GM, G-Roy, and one day you're going to be. How are you liking this personnel side of things? And I like what you say, players finding players. Every time you post that, I just smile because that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that gave me an opportunity to stay in the game, to be a part of it. You know, it's a little bit different than playing, obviously. A lot more hours, a lot more film study, and you know, not. The hardest part for me is not being able to, you know, affect the game the way I had in the past. But you know, you give it as much advice as you can. You know, you try to find the best players that's available and try to help mold those guys into the players that you see in them when you first, you know, scout them, and then when you bring them to the organization, try to help them, you know, reach their full potential.
What you learned at near the end of your career, Wally explained to me a couple weeks ago that with yourself and Jason Claremont, he was like, it's not that I don't think you have a spot on my team. I can't pay you what I've been paying you, right? And it didn't go well, those conversations. Looking back, do you see it differently in where Wally was coming from than you did at the time?
Yeah, you know, as a player, you think you're going to play forever, but you know, in the end, you know, you always have to look for younger and less expensive talent. You know, you being on this side, you understand the economics of the game, and knowing that there's a hard cap on each and every team. So you have to you're always trying to put together the puzzle. And, you know, sometimes you have to let good players go because, you know, the next guy will be wanting to make more money, and you have to keep them. You're always thinking a year ahead, and on this side of it, it's not always, you know, thinking for today. You're always thinking for, you know, the next week, the next year, and the year and years after that. So you always, you know, it's always a puzzle that you're constantly trying to put together and you know, keep your core guys and always building.
Don Narcisse gets asked almost a daily basis to do his touchdown dance. How often do you get asked to do the touchdown Superman pose? And people are asking for it this morning, by the way, if you would consider doing it.
I get asked every day, but when I hung up my cleats, I hung up the touchdown pose.
Boo.
The only time that I really ever do it is when I'm speaking and I'm talking about the past and kind of, you know, how it came about or something like that. But I get asked to do it on a daily basis, but I you know, I hung it up when I hung up the cleats.
You do have an amazing story, by the way. I've seen you speak. So are you doing some of that? If people are watching right now and they'd like to get G-Roy out, what would you talk about and how can they get a hold of you?
Well, I talk about a number of different things, whether it's, you know, positive attitude, leadership, teamwork, overcoming adversity. I'm actually working on a few things now. You know, I had a tragedy a couple years ago with a family tragedy, and I'm working on some of that material. And you know, the best way to get in touch with me would you know, be either any type of social media, my Facebook, Instagram, G Roy Simon, Twitter at G Roy Simon, or you know, reaching out. Those are the best ways, you know, to get in touch with me. Also, my Facebook fan page at, you know, at G Roy Simon.
And just lastly, G Roy, I got up Sunday morning to read all the coverage in Vancouver media about the exciting game the night before against Winnipeg, and all I read is how bad the attendance was, and it was disappointing to me because the game was great. That's easy, low-hanging fruit for the media in Vancouver to write about, and that's not going to make people want to go to games. You and I have had these discussions about marketing of the Lions in Vancouver. How's that coming, and do you see better things on the horizon there?
Yeah, you know, I think the main thing is once we start putting together wins, people will want to come because everybody wants to be a part of a winner. But you know, if you come to the stadium, you'll feel the difference. It's exciting. There's a great energy about the crowd, and you know, it's definitely an event to come to a game in BC. It's total different vibe than you know, the last couple of years. It almost made me feel like, you know, when I last played, you know, in a BC Lions uniform, it was fun, it was exciting, and you know, when the offense goes on the field, we feel like we have a chance to score each and every series. So we're definitely excited about this year, and we're definitely excited about filling up that stadium, putting another 55,000 in there, and you know, getting this thing back rolling.
I think it can happen too. Those were great days. G Roy, we're following it closely. Thanks for finding some time with us, and we'll see you down the road here. Good luck.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
The GOAT, G Roy Simon, greatest of all time, on the video chat this morning on the Rod Peterson Show. Darren DuPont with me on set. Wayne Grollo writing our Facebook feed. He says, great show again, Rod, with G Roy and Travis on the same show. Wow. And I would tend to agree. This is the BC Lions special today. We still got lots of time coming up before we go off the air today. So we'll get into the Rough Riders announcing their roster for Saturday night or Thursday night's game at Ottawa. What is Canada's game of the week? Our respondents are saying it is the BC Lions at the Edmonton Eskimos most Friday night. I would tend to agree. I'm still trying to lean towards the Ballard Cup. I just don't feel like I've ever heard of that before, and it's been contested for 30 years. The Argos and the Ticats season series, the first leg goes Saturday at BMO Field. And speaking of, I got to get my buddy Chris Schultz on. He's the Argos radio color commentator, as you know. And I said, Schultz, we got to get you doing this video chat thing. And he's a bit of a technological neophyte. Does that surprise you? He's a big 6'8" guy, and you know, little
big
buttons
thumbs,
on an iPhone.
Buttons.
Yeah, exactly. But I just think Chris Schultz's analysis of that game and the CFL in general would be outstanding. But oh, and I meant to say to G Roy, so I'll say it now. Hopefully somebody can get that message to him. Can you please thank the PR guy out there, Jamie Cartmell, with the Lions for all they've done for this show in its infancy? I just can't believe the. All the teams have been great, but BC in particular, man, they have no reason to be as good as they have been, and I really appreciate it.
No, it's great. Really awesome, and I hope that we see those guys when they come through Regina, and we'll get them in the chair here. I'll slide out. I don't need to be here. We'll get G-Roy and Travis in this chair. Maybe Wally will come by.
Again. Well, he's already been on once.
And be in studio. Yep. That'd be cool.
We're going to pause, and the Facebook feed is rolling. You can write us on our Twitter feed as well. Clark Monroe standing by. Good work by the boys on the other side of this wall, by the way, with their work getting those guys on with a couple of technical snafus. We're still very early. This is only show 13. People are expecting ESPN's first take right out of the gate. And I know it looks like it and all the rest, but there's just some things that we're figuring out. And by the way, our audio stream, shout out to everybody listening at rodpeterson.com/listen live. It's growing by 300%.
Thousands of people.
Yeah, every day it's growing from one day after another, 300%. It's unreal to be part of a startup like this, and have the support from everybody league-wide is great. We'll pause, be back with a sports update and more after this timeout. You're watching The Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Rod Peterson Show continues. Thanks for joining us this morning, everybody. Your morning coffee table program. Wednesday morning sports update. The NHL hands out the hardware tonight at its annual awards ceremony in Vegas. Two players from Canadian teams are considered strong contenders for major awards. Mark Giordano of the Calgary Flames is up for the Norris Trophy as the league's top defenseman. Elias Pettersson of the Vancouver Canucks is in the running for Calder Trophy as top rookie. The Blue Jays look to get back on the winning track today at Rogers Center. Aaron Sanchez gets the start as the Jays continue a series against the LA Angels. Toronto has lost the opening two games of the four-game set. Lefty Andrew Heaney starts for the Angels. Washington Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer won't miss any time because of a broken nose. The three-time Cy Young Award winner is scheduled to pitch tonight against the Phillies. Scherzer broke his nose during batting practice yesterday while attempting a bunt. The team says a CT scan was negative. And the Hamilton Tiger Cats have added Anthony Coombs to their practice roster. The Canadian running back was cut by the Argos early this year after an injury-riddled 2017 season. Coombs played 53 games over five seasons with the Argos. So it's show 13 of our existence emanating from the bunker north of Dewdney here on the Rod Peterson Show. Some of the reaction that I've been getting, and we're bringing on producer Clark in seconds here, by the way, and we'll recap today's wildly successful, huge announcement from hour one. It was a lady in Ottawa complaining that I call this the view for guys. Oh, you saw that, eh, Clark? I'm sorry that you're offended that I called it the view for guys, but that's the concept. As it is, 27% of our viewers is female. But if I've offended you with my comments that this is the view for guys, so long, we don't need you. Clark, we've been getting some pretty good response from BC Lions fans, both foreign and domestic. Yeah. This is our producer, by the way, Clark Monroe, who let the dogs out. You're out of your cage.
I'm out of the cage. I'm on live. Anything can happen now.
So this is pretty cool what's going on in BC with the Lions fans in this show today.
Yeah, no, and we've been getting some really good feedback from, you can see where a lot of our fans are listening from BC. There are lots of expats from Saskatchewan living out on the West Coast, and they're loving the BC Lions so far. They live out there, so they don't get enough of it out there. So they're coming to us for that type of stuff.
That's exactly what we wanted.
Hello, Calgary. Hello, Winnipeg.
Hello everybody. And yeah. Toronto and Hamilton fan. Clearly, they're watching in Ottawa, disgruntled so. But G. Roy and Travis had some comments too, by the way. They want to be regulars.
Yeah, G-Roy just texted. I do a usual thank you to all our guests after, and G-Roy said that he loves Rod and he wants to come back anytime. He'll be glad to come back on. And Travis wants to be our West Coast reporter, so he wants
Wouldn't that be awesome?
A weekly segment with Lule or something like that. So we'll work on that, and definitely let us know in the comments if you guys want to see those guys back, or tell us who you want on the show. And that's what we do. We try to get them.
Producer Clark here. She's a beauty, Clark.
He's sitting here in the commercial break yelling through the back. He's producing from the couch.
From the chair. Exactly.
Hey, speaking of which, Jordan, you want to toss the ticker on VidPress? So that'd be great. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, look, he is really going hard on that. He's a taskmaster, this Clark Monroe. Which, by the way, Darren, you had mentioned this concept of this being like the Players Tribune. And I'm liking that concept. Kevin Glenn chooses this program to announce his retirement after 18 years in the CFL. There's buy-in from the players. I'm not entirely sure why that is, but I love it. If Travis Lule is our BC correspondent, I'm all in.
We'll let them break the news. We're not sitting here digging for all the little stories. That's going to happen. And of course, with all the connections that you have and that our great group of hosts has, we're going to get the stories. We're going to have the news. But, you know, we're trying to entertain first and let you, the viewers, the listeners, enjoy your morning or your afternoon on the podcast or listening, you know, wherever you may be, whenever you may be listening. That's all we want to do. We're just here to entertain you. And hopefully you enjoy listening and watching. And, you know, that's it. And if we can break some news along the way and the players, you know, feel like this can be a safe place and a fun place, that's number one. I want all the players on the road and any of them listening. You're coming in. I mean, there's a lot of Thursday games, right, coming up. There's, you know, they come in the day before, right? Come in the morning and let's have coffee and have a little chat right here on the chair and have some fun.
Clark, is your dad's name Kerry?
No, Rod. So,
Rod. Your mom's name's Kerry?
Yeah. So okay. They did the old person thing where they share a Facebook account.
And
their first name on the Facebook account is Rod and Kerry, just so that people know it's both of them. So that's where if you see it, Dad just actually commented.
Put some pants on, Clark.
they share a Facebook account.
I was going to say, when are we going to get the comments of my legs are nicer than Marshall Hamilton's? Because I'm waiting for it. But I don't know if I'm quite there.
So Leo Ezrins has been dialed in since we went to air today. Leo Ezrins is a very close friend of mine. He is the executive director of the Canadian Football League Alumni Association. He's the guy that's brought me in for the Touchdown Atlantic Golf Tournament to be the host. Leo, look, I was going to text him back after the show, but let's just talk about it now because he's watching live in Hamilton. He wants us to bring this program live out of Moncton from Touchdown Atlantic.
Wow.
So let's just get right down to it, by the way. I heard from the Oakland Raiders 2 days ago. They want us broadcasting from the preseason game Raiders-Packers from IG Field. I don't know. Did I tell you guys that?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a blur around here, folks. This is how fast things are going.
And we've been working on that to make sure that we're going to be there in August.
Oh, for a few weeks, absolutely. But I talked to them, and they said, listen, here's the thing. The game is on Thursday, August 22nd. Packers-Raiders in Winnipeg. Winnipeg, last I checked, as I'm looking at your map, is on the way to Moncton. We're here, Winnipeg, Moncton. So we can drop into Winnipeg, do the show from IG Field, and the Raiders have said they're going to put on front office guys, alumni, that sort of thing. And then they want us to stay for the game. So we got to keep on trucking into Moncton and get ready to do a show from the golf course there and the CFL Alumni Golf Tournament with Randy Ambrosi, Miles Garrell, Damon Allen, and a host of CFL greats. What I think's got Leo all lathered up this morning is that he's seeing G-Roy Simon and Travis Lule and Kevin Glenn and all these alumni guys on this program. If we can all work together, it's a match made in heaven. Now, the thing is, we got to talk to one of our owners, Paul Drouin, who's watching from Farm Progress Show today, and say, hey, how are we going to make this technologically happen? That's where I don't come in. I show up and talk. They do all the business. So are we going to be able to do this?
We'll be able to do it.
We will?
Oh, yeah.
And Clark, you're nodding too.
It's just about money. We got to get there. It's always about the money.
Doable.
Nothing's free. No, we can absolutely do it. And if they want us, we'll be there. Now, is the golf tournament on the Friday?
Yes.
So that's an early flight. We might need to get a charter.
Do they have a red eye from Winnipeg to Moncton?
You got to go. We got to stay for the game, and then we got to get to Moncton.
Right.
We'll be set up. We'll be ready to go.
Leo, you count on us being there in Moncton. We'll figure it out on our end. Fair? But,
sure.
But what do you got, Clark? What are they saying there on
Leo,
Facebook?
Leo's just, he's lathered up. He's ready to go.
I can tell he's lathered up. And Corey Huber is saying, show me the money.
Not that's, feeling the love, Jerry.
That's where Cliffy Mapes comes in, right? Cliffy, hey, get me Bob Sugar on the phone. So the other thing is we announced earlier today we're going to Houston, Texas. Speaking of CFL alumni, we're going the first ever, the inaugural Rod Peterson Show sports trip through Uniglobe Action Travel to Houston, Texas, December 5th to the 10th. We're going for the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos. You can sign up now, rodpeterson.com/trip. We're going to be doing two live shows from Houston. George Cortez is already confirmed. The multi-time Grey Cup champion offensive coordinator with the Stampeders, the Riders. He's with the Ticats, of course, and the National Football League with the Bills. Don Narcisse down there, hoping to have Narco join us. A couple of Texans that are good friends of ours, Danny Barrett and Brian Peters, going to join us for those live shows. So we're going to go to Houston. John Ryan Golf Tournament.
Wow.
Next week, that's happening?
In progress.
Okay.
That's on this afternoon's business agenda, but the trip is the first one today. Got that out of the way. Next is potentially the golf tournament.
Right,
we'll move on.
So we got 2 months before we get this thing happening at Touchdown Atlantic. Nick Saragella watching from Estevan, where I know we're large in Estevan. We're big in Norway, and we're big in Estevan. The question is, where do we have more viewers? And Nick Saragella's watching this morning, and he says the Rod Peterson private jet coming soon. So, you know, this could be like Drake. We could get our own plane.
Well, you know what? I've been seeing the timeshare jet companies. You know,
yeah.
Jet
You're
Setter.
Looking into that. I should have known.
Of course I'm looking into that. That's a great partnership. You know, if there's somebody out there, it'd be perfect. It'd be a perfect fit with your brand. And our brand with the now with the CFL and with the NHL that we've built and all of Western Canada and soon all of the country, it's a perfect brand to get us where we need to go. And we don't have to, we're not traveling private a lot, but enough that it'd be really cool.
You imagine Rod's head plastered on the side of an airplane?
Be awesome.
I can't. No thanks. I'm thinking, I'm already sick of myself. I'm waiting for everybody else to be sick of me. Greg Mayer texting in today, the outstanding therapist of the Regina Pats, and before that, the Moose Jaw Warriors. He's from Kelowna, B.C. He's a huge B.C. Lions fan. He has texted me on my own personal phone. I'm not going to tell you what cell phone dealer it's with until they sponsor the program. But he says there's more B.C. Lions talk today on your show than on TSN 1040. It's all Canucks over there. What a shock. And those are buddies of mine on that radio station. I understand what they're doing. You got to give people what they want. But even the people in Vancouver are starting to tell me, just the fan base, that they're tired of Canucks talk. I'm not sure they're clamoring for Lions talk, but they're sick of Canucks talk. I mean, they got the draft coming in there this weekend, so maybe there's a little talk there. But you got to give people what they want. And what we're realizing here on the Rod Peterson Show is the appetites for CFL football talk. And the other thing, Clark, everybody's raving about our guests. And you notice I'm just shoveling them all over to you, all the credit to you, because you're the guy doing it. Can you explain your concept, your vision for the guests on this program? Because I love it.
Yeah, no, we've definitely wanted to go with a multi-sport, multi-location approach. We don't want to just kind of narrow ourselves down to a certain guest base. So I've been reaching out to all sorts of people. If you follow us on Twitter, you've probably seen me tweet some people.
You're relentless.
Yeah, you got to be. It's the thing is, you just got to find an avenue for them to respond to you. And once you get a hold of the person, then they're in. And so it's just been beating down the doors, and luckily a lot of people are greeting us at the door with a thank you and a handshake, and a lot of people want to come on the show, which has been great. And I think a lot of the guests are realizing that this is a pretty good platform. Like, if you, like, again, Kevin Glenn wanting to come on this show to announce his retirement, he realized that this is a great platform. It's widespreading. We're not just a Saskatchewan show. There's fans from every CFL market on this show, and you can see it in the comments. They're all saying they're from all over the country. So it's definitely been it's been fun to reach out to all these people. And my phone contact list just keeps growing as people keep wanting to get on this show. And We got to turn people away sometimes. That's like yesterday, we had 5 guests on the show. That doesn't happen often, but you know, it's going well.
There will be some days where we don't have any, right?
Because yeah, sure.
Somebody said you had too many star guests on your show yesterday. I said, leave that to us. We'll do us. You do you.
Too many star guests sounds like a good problem.
Sounds
to
like
have.
A pretty good problem to have. Yes, exactly. So, anyways, we will we'll take a time out. And Clark, thanks for all the work that you're doing. And now everybody knows you. And by the way, you don't ever have to wear pants if you don't want to wear pants.
Perfect.
Now back to work.
I love what you guys said. Just wear what you're going to wear. So I had to get some wear out of this Arizona Cardinals shirt. Hadn't worn it in a while. So, like I said, my closet's like a Jersey City. We'll take a timeout. Back with more. We'll talk about the Riders and the Red Blacks next. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Do it right now.
Your economic security does not lie in your job. It lies in your power to produce, to think, to learn, to create, to adapt. That is true financial independence. It's not merely having wealth. It's having the power to produce wealth. We are your power to produce wealth. We are your freedom to make your dreams your reality. We are your shield against uncertainty. We are your family's protector when you no longer can be. We are your assurance that the light you see at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. We are comfort, clarity, and peace of mind. We are your financial guardian angel. We are 2020 Wealth Management. We are all these things and more. And we welcome you. Come see us and prosper.
You see them everywhere. Those awesomely massive decals around the city. Yep, that's sleek. Those sweet looking graphics on businesses, buses, and billboards. Sleek, sleek, sleek. Basically, if you want to go big, you go with Sleek Signs. SleekSigns.com.
Honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Just updating you on things on this Wednesday morning. Blue Jays still in search of their first win this season against the LA Angels. Toronto hosts the Angels tonight for the third meeting of a 4-game set at Rogers Center. The Jays have dropped the first two of the series and are winless in 5 against LA in 2019. Toronto's Aaron Sanchez is scheduled to start. NHL handing out its yearly awards tonight in Las Vegas. Flames blue liner Mark Giordano is nominated for the Norris as the league's best defenseman, while Canucks forward Elias Pettersson is up for the Calder as Rookie of the Year. Sidney Crosby, Nikita Kucherov, and Connor McDavid are up for MVP. That's always the highlight of the year, hockey-wise in the summer, watching the NHL awards. CBC usually has it, right? Do they have it tonight?
Sportsnet
will have it.
Maybe
CBC it won't be hard to find. By the way, to my Twitter feed, it's for the show Twitter feed, at Rod Peterson Show. A gentleman by the name of Jasper Chummy writes us on Twitter and says, do you think this show works for Sirius XM and a CFL channel? With your show and others around the country, there's got to be enough content for non-game days. I've long thought that there would be room for a CFL channel, whether it be radio or television in this country. But I know there's only nine teams, and 24 hours a day is a long time. Even the NFL has a long time or a hard time filling out its hours on the NFL network. And I listen to Sirius NFL radio all the time. But there is a channel called Sirius XM Canada Talks. I think this program would fit quite nicely in there, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And let's remember, this is a great program in Canada. Because we're talking about hockey as well as football and everything. It's a great program. It'd be awesome on satellite radio. I guess I'll get on that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I do the bulk of the talking. You're doing business deals on your phone as the show goes along.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I am on the phone.
You're the ultimate multitasker.
Literally taking emails from people who are trying to sign up for the trip already. Which is amazing.
Not surprising to me. And I'll get to that in a minute. On the Facebook feed, Carla Blodgett writes in. She says, this show is awesome. Love it. She's one of the 27% female viewers and listeners that we have on a daily basis. Tom Halleck, who's a good and longtime friend of mine, he's the public address announcer in the Winnipeg Blue Bombers press box. He's the announcer in the press box. Pro football teams have that, and NHL teams too. Tom, for one, says, does this show have swag? I'd be happy to snag some. And two, Tom is already looking up flights from Winnipeg to Moncton so we can get there from the NFL game in August to the CFL Alumni Association golf tournament the very next day. And Darren, there is not a red eye from Winnipeg to Moncton.
There is not. We found out, well, on WestJet, there's not. Thanks, Tom, for that. So our travel agency here in the comments section in our fan base, they're working for us.
They're looking it up.
So, again, I ask anybody who's got connections to the private jet, you know, might want to lend us a trip or, you know, come along and hang out. We're okay with that, too. We'll have some fun going to Moncton.
Does anybody have Gary Drummond's phone number, the owner of the Atlantic Schooners? Because I think this would be perfect. We could tag along with you guys. You're going to want to go to the NFL game in Winnipeg anyways, and then just keep on trucking into Moncton. The Schooners are hosting the thing.
Yeah.
That would be perfect. We got to get one of our owners in on it, Paul Drouin, very sharp guy. He's the tech guy in all of this. We sit on that sponsor's couch at the end of every show and sit and go over what I'm doing, what my side of things, what Darren goes over on the business side of things, and Paul goes over the tech things, you know, on pretty much a daily basis. And we're in the business of being in business, and it is exploding on a daily basis. And I very much thank people for being part of this. You're watching it in the infant stages of what I think is going to be a very popular show. Wayne writing us on the Facebook feed, Wayne Grollo, he says, I'm very impressed. Clark is younger than I thought he'd be. You're doing a great job, Clark. That's our producer, Clark Monroe, who is absolutely fearless. Like when it comes to reaching out to people to come on this program, like sometimes I think, oh boy, they're not going to say yes. And then they say yes. Dave Tippett would be a good example.
Yeah, right.
The head coach of the Edmonton Oilers would be a good example. But we've had a lot of great guests and I don't know where it's going, but Clark is fearless. He doesn't care. He'll ask. Guy should be in sales.
Maybe we got to poach him from the production department. No, he's too good at what he does. And that's the thing. We're putting people in a position to succeed. And I think that's how we're going to have success, right? I mean, you're worried about crushing the content of this show. Clark's worried about crushing the guest list and producing this show. I wouldn't worry about the business side. Paul worries about the technical side and some of the other things. We've got a great team. Everybody's in their lane. When you stay in your lane, everything's going to work out really well.
No kidding. By the way, we do have another commercial break coming up. It's not for a few minutes. We've got the overtime segment coming up next where we talk about the show, put a bit of a wrapper on it, and look ahead to the next 24 hours. If you've got questions or comments for us, fire them at us now on the Facebook feed, and we'll do our best to answer them. Of course, the Riders, as we mentioned at the top of the show, announced their roster this morning for the game tomorrow night at Ottawa. Four new players in, four players out. We're going to get to that. But Darren, I think because it is an important day, we made our first major announcement, I think, that Uniglobe Action Travel and the Rod Peterson Show are offering our inaugural sports trip to Houston, Texas, a place that I've never been. Nor any of the sports trips that I've hosted before have been. We're going December 5th to the 10th to watch the Denver Broncos at the Houston Texans. Texas high school state championship football. Where is that at? It's been an hour and a half since we announced that. How's it going?
RodPeterson.com/trip. RodPeterson.com/trip. And if you go on your mobile device, you'll see it. The Facebook viewers can see the logo. It looks really great. The website is up. You can scroll right through it. You'll be able to see the hotel we're staying at. You'll be able to see at the bottom a place you can sign up. It's in the links right on the website at RodPeterson.com now, too. That went up live at 10 a.m. this morning. So RodPeterson.com/trip. All the info is there. There is land packages available, too. So if you're in Winnipeg, if you're in Ottawa, if you're in Norway, if you're in Vancouver, you can join us. You can worry about your own flights, find your own seat sale, use your points, and there's a land package available. So we'll take care of the hotels, the tickets, the VIP stuff. You just worry about getting there. And of course, if you want to come from Regina or Saskatoon and join us on the flight, which is fun, and it's great, even with layovers and things like that, it's fun hanging out with that community in the airport and the camaraderie and the bonding and the good times that happens, the fellowship and stuff. So you can come to Regina and Saskatoon and fly with us that way too.
That's why the sports trips have been so popular over the years is we do get around and visit with everybody and hang out and get to know each other, exchange numbers, and become lifelong friends and good buddies. And that's what we'd like to do here on the Rod Peterson Show with his trip to Houston. And as I said, it's a place that I've never been before. Got a lot of great friends down there. It's just going to be fantastic. Tommy Halleck, by the way, watching from Winnipeg this morning, he loved the... What did you mean, Tom, when you said I did an Ultimate Warrior riff with Claire Hanna when she bolted off the set right in front of the cameras? What? Are you an Ultimate... Did you say Road Warrior? Ultimate Warrior? What was... It went over my head. I know you like the romper room comment, but Tom says he's also been the announcer for Manitoba Bisons football since 1992. So there's football people in Winnipeg that are watching this morning. Our good friend Big Earn from Swift Current says, you are performing at Trump levels on this show right now. Hashtag enjoy Trump levels.
Ernie, get in your car, drive to Regina.
Come join us.
Sit down in the chair. Come join us.
I want to see your imitations of Ken Miller. I want to see your impressions of Donald Trump. I want to see your impressions of me. He's got impressions of everybody. Big Earn, come join us. Joel Lazito still hanging in with us from New York this morning, where it's afternoon there. Hey, Rod, have you heard any specific regarding Darius Bladick's injury? I know he's out tomorrow, and I'm wondering if I missed something. Well, I don't. I mean, all you got to do, and Joe, you're a social media savvy guy, follow these players' accounts themselves. If the Riders don't want it out, what Darius Bladick's status is as far as his injury, it's not going to get out. So unless Darius announces it himself, the team sure as heck isn't. So Dakota Shepley starting at right guard for the football game tomorrow night in Ottawa. I think we all saw Darius go down in that game in Hamilton last week. It didn't look good. And it's not a good situation. But as far as the severity of it, no. I would suggest it's probably a week-to-week thing. He missed significant time last week. But that's one thing. If you missed the first hour of this show with Claire Hanna, that was a very insightful, entertaining interview for me. Yeah. I got a lot out of it. And we talked about, you know, interviewing head coaches about things that they don't want to talk about. If there's things that they don't want out, it's not going to get out.
Yeah, the speculation with Bladick's injury is that it might be a long-term thing, that it's not good. I don't know that it's season-ending or not, but you're right. Until it's announced from the team, until it's he's, you know, listed as done for the year, he says it, then you have to continue to just go by that word and wait week by week. But the early speculation is that it appears to be serious. So whether yeah. there's truth to that, but...
Right, but you just got to be patient, and you have to allow the team to make these updates. That's what I think you got to do, Joe. And obviously, you're a Bladick fan. We all are. But I think they're in good enough shape with Dakota Shepley in there tomorrow night. Shirlene writing in, Shirlene Millions. I believe she's in Prince Albert. She says on our Facebook wall, as a woman who not only loves her Riders, but the world of sports in general, I couldn't be more appreciative for you and this freaking fantastic show. Somebody get this man a jet.
Spread the good word, people.
I feel awkward.
That's okay, I'll do it.
Begging for a jet. But we need it. That's the thing.
We need it.
I mean, I don't want a private jet just because I think it'd be cool to fly in. We need it. We need to get to Winnipeg on a Thursday and Moncton on a Friday.
Now, we need to be in Winnipeg on Thursday, stay for the NFL game in the evening, and be on the air in Moncton at 10 a.m. Saskatchewan time, which is, I guess, what, a little bit later in Moncton. We lose some time.
Atlantic time.
Atlantic time is, what, 3 hours, something like that. So, yeah, 1 o'clock Atlantic time, 10 a.m. Saskatchewan. So we got to be there early to set up. I mean, we'll have our, well, we can send our guys out early to make sure we're set up. We can have, you know, tech people out there. But, yeah, we got to get there.
We got 2 months to figure this all out. And I will remind people yet again, this is episode 13 of the Rod Peterson Show. So to say that it's, I get asked every day, multiple times, how's the show going? I say it's going far better than we even thought that it would. We thought it would go over well. It's gone over, numbers-wise, 4 times better than we thought that it would. Regarding that Road Warrior thing, Tom Halleck writing in from Winnipeg, Road Warrior Hawk, an American Wrestling Association promo many moons ago, actually said, what do you think this is, romper room? I barked it at Claire Hanna when she's a television veteran.
Yeah, jumping right in front of the thing. It's not like we're not going to break right now. No, it was fun. It was great having her on. And you know what? When she got between the two cameras and waited, and I was just waiting to see how she was going to get herself out of it, and she walked right in front of the other one. Just, you know, cut out. It was a fun moment.
Interesting comments are coming in. There's some heat on the riders right now. You see the comment from Robert. He's watching from Oakville, Ontario, about the riders' inability to sign big names. I think there's a difference between the inability and the desire. They might not have the desire to go after these big names. Look, we got to take a break and come back for overtime after this. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and tune in. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
You can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms. Now, back to the studio with Rob.
We head into overtime. Here's what's going on Wednesday morning in sports. The Toronto Blue Jays look to get back on the winning track today at the Rogers Centre. Aaron Sanchez gets the start as the Jays continue a series against the LA Angels. Toronto has lost the opening two games of the four-game series. Lefty Andrew Heaney starts for the Angels. NHL hands out the hardware tonight at its annual awards ceremony in Vegas. Two players from Canadian teams are considered strong contenders for major awards. Mark Giordano of the Flames up for the Norris, and Elias Pettersson of the Canucks in the running for Rookie of the Year. And the Hamilton Tiger Cats have added Anthony Coombs to their practice roster. The Canadian running back receiver, scat back, was cut by the Argos earlier this year. Here in overtime, out of the long bunker, coming to you from north of Dewdney, we mentioned that we need a jet to get to our various locales. Travis Linford writing us on Facebook. He says, you get the jet, I'll fly. WestJet pilot tuning in from Los Angeles this morning to the Rod Peterson Show. So, Travis, thank you for viewing, and thank you for the offer to fly us on the jet, which I can't imagine isn't coming our way.
Yeah, now it just feels like a matter of time.
I would think. Hey, regarding the game, I'm thinking, I had a page in notes here to get to on the program that I didn't even get to yet. Riders at Red Blacks Thursday night. I got to look up the odds while you're talking here. I'm thinking Saskatchewan's going to win this game with Hark Giardo, the quarterback combination. Scotty Fitz writing in, he says, the Riders can beat Ottawa if they handle the lines. Calgary lost the trenches, but the Riders know at least the D can pressure Dominic Davis. Scotty, a football coach in his spare time, hanging his hat in Yorkton now. Your thoughts on the game? Are you with me that you think Saskatchewan will win?
I think the Riders have a good shot, but I really like what I saw out of Ottawa last week. I mean, obviously, if you beat Calgary and you play that well, and Ottawa's got a history of recent success too, and trending in the right direction. We questioned all the turnover from their roster. You know, they lost key offensive linemen, they lost Greg Ellingson, they lost William Powell, they lost their MOP, Trevor Harris, because he's your star quarterback. But now you hand the keys over to Dominique Davis, and you a whole new cast of characters. You still have Brad Sinopoli. You still have good players on this team, and the defense is all right. They went into Calgary, and they showed that they are for real. And that scares me a little bit going into week two, because now they're back at home. Their home opener, they're going to be fired up, ready to go. So I do think the Riders have their hands full, but I like what we saw out of Isaac Harker coming off the bench. I think Cody Fajardo, knowing he's going to get the start, I think he's going to be more confident. I think, you know, William Powell's going to continue to play well. He wants to play well against his former team. That's important. So there's a lot of things going well, and we've got this great defense. And John Lynch was all over our defensive line last week, because the team only had one sack and it came from a linebacker in Derek Moncrief. And he wants more out of them. They played pretty good. The defense did. We beat the Ticats in all the categories, the yards, the rushing yards, the passing yards, in all of them. But when it comes time of possession, but when it comes down to that defensive line, if they can get even better, we're going to be able to stay in the game, give our young quarterbacks time to adjust and get comfortable. So I like our shot, our chances tomorrow.
But you haven't made a prediction yet.
No, I haven't made a prediction in this game. I think.
Do you want to wait till tomorrow?
I'm going to wait till tomorrow to make a prediction. I will say, though, when we asked last week, not that I want to pat myself on the back, but you talked about breakout receivers. And I picked KD Cannon, and he led the Riders in receiving in week one. So I expect him to continue his good start to the season.
By the way, as promised, I looked up the odds, the line, while you were talking. The Ottawa Redblacks are favored by 5.5 points to beat the Saskatchewan Rough Riders on Thursday night. And I could go along with that. I just have this feeling in my bones that the Riders are going to go in there and upset Ottawa. I didn't think they were going to win in Hamilton, and they did not. They made it close. It was a 6-point loss. I think they're going to win in Ottawa. Canada's game of the week. I hope this catches on across the CFL. It's at least caught on this program. Is the BC Lions at the Edmonton Eskimos on Friday night? The Eskimos are favored by 4. I've got the Lions to win for a couple of reasons. I think the Lions are better than what they showed against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers on Saturday night. And I don't think the Eskimos are as good as they showed in their win over the Montreal Alouettes. And don't forget, this is an entirely new coaching staff with BC. It's an entirely new offense, a rejigged offensive line. Edmonton had changes too. But I just think the best is yet to come from BC. The best is yet to come from most teams. But I think they're going to go in and win Friday in Edmonton. And then the first leg of the Ballard Cup, Saturday, Hamilton Tiger Cats at Toronto Argonauts. The Ballard Cup, if you didn't know, which I didn't until this morning, is the cup awarded to the winner of the season series between the Argos and the Tie Cats. The QEW battle. They keep that trophy in an equipment room at Tim Hortons Field.
Huh.
Who knew?
Who knew? I don't even know what it looks like.
I don't know what it looks like either. I think it looks like Harold Ballard. Anyways, the Tiger Cats are favored by 3.5 going into that game. Couple of reminders here. I'll get to the poll results in a moment from today. Corey Huber writing us and says, you need to go longer, LOL. Not enough time to cover it all. I think there's an appetite for that. But let's remind everybody that 13 shows ago, we might not have lasted 5 minutes, right?
You're not wrong.
We figured that it was going to go well, but we had to test some things here. And now it's becoming a very popular show. And as I mentioned earlier in the program, 300% increase in online listeners on a daily basis. And the people in Norway, by the way, 19 of them daily, some of them are writing us saying they're all Saskatchewanians, expatriates, if you will, and they watch and listen to the show because it makes them feel like home.
Why not?
Which makes me feel really good to be able to deliver that. Casey writing in, my good friend Casey, who was watching the show last week from Hawaii, says that you are a Jason Sudeikis impersonator. How's that feel? That's got to make you feel good.
That's okay. You know what? I got it in Vegas at the pool.
How'd that go over?
You know what? It was really neat. It was the last time I was there, and we're walking out to the pool, was wearing my sunglasses, had a little bit of the beard, which I do in the summertime.
And they thought you were Jason Sudeikis.
And the little pool attendant, he thought I was, and he's like, you know, calling me sir, and he's like, you know,
wow,
good day, and enjoy your time at the pool. And as I left, he's like, he stopped me, and he's like, sorry, I can't think of your name. He's like, what is, I'm like,
Darren DuPont.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. I was playing with him for a bit, and he's like, I'm going to figure it out. Well, you have a great day. Enjoy your trip. I'm going to figure this out. Went to the pool the next day. He's like, I got it, Jason. He's like, I knew it. My mom had to
tell
me.
Horrible bosses.
My mom told me. And I was like, just really thankful. And I'm what do? I should have asked him for a cabana.
Just go with it.
Should have asked him for a cabana or something. But
we're the Millers.
He knew that. And then it happened in Mexico at Frank's, the pizza place in Mexico in Ixtapa on vacation. Went in there late at night, wanted to watch the NHL playoffs because doing hockey in the winter and stuff, you can't go on a hot holiday until May. And so went in there, we're watching, I think it was an Ottawa Senators game. And the owner, which I assume is Frank, didn't come over. He was shaking hands with everybody. And there was maybe 5 or 6 tables. That was it. Shaking hands, introducing himself to everybody. Didn't come to our table. We were back in the corner. They put us back in the corner. And from across the place, as he's going to the back of the kitchen, he says, really, really appreciate you coming in. Means a lot. What an honor. And left. I didn't open my mouth because I didn't want to give it away when I don't sound like him. And then he came out later. He's like, just again, thanks for coming in. I hope you enjoy your time. Just means a lot that you would come in. I'm like, must be a big WHL fan. Watched WHL on Shaw. I don't know.
But a big Darren DuPont fan, but you knew it. That's funny. The one that I used to get all the time is, I was never confused for Vince Vaughn, but everybody said I reminded them of Vince Vaughn. And that was honestly back probably in both of our heydays, mine and Vince Vaughn's, back in the old school Wedding Crashers era. I don't get it so much anymore. Our lives have kind of diverged in different directions from what I know of Vince Vaughn and what I know of mine. Okay, we're going to go off the air and shut her down for the day.
RodPeterson.com/trip.
Yeah, Clark telling me a couple things here. This is your last chance to hit like or share before the show ends. Do it now, please. That would help us out greatly. If you like the show, hit share or like and tell your friends about it. Let's sell out this trip to Houston. The last trips that I've done, sports trips, have sold out in 24 to 36 hours. We'd like to do this. It would make our lives a lot easier. Through Uniglobe Action Travel, we're going to Houston, Texas, December 5th to the 10th to catch the Texans and the Broncos. Two live shows with live football guests from Houston. Slap it down. Maybe a late Father's Day gift, Mother's Day gift, birthday gift,
Christmas,
pre-Christmas gift, what have you. Thank you, Robert, in Oakville, Ontario, for watching and writing in. Great show. It was our BC Lions special today. Thank you to G. Roy Simon, Travis Lule, especially their PR guy, Jamie Cartmel, for making it happen. And I would tell you to go back and watch Hour 1 with CTV TSN's Claire Hanna, because it was hilarious. And as expected, she was great. Follow our social media feeds to find out who will be on the show tomorrow. Jason Sudeikis, you have a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow on The Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.